Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you are having a damn good Friday evening. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. I'm happy because I'm getting ready for the weekend just like you. I'm getting ready for a full Sunday of football just like you. An AFC championship game, an NFC championship game. Two is better than one, right? I'll take it. We don't know what the Super Bowl will look like, but we got better odds with two games than we have with one. The show gets started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm here with super producer and host Dave Shepard. You want to talk to us? We got a phone number connected to multiple lines. It's 855-212-4CBS. And you can find me online. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. That is JR Sport Brief. It's JR Sport Brief on all social media. Hey, Shep, tell the people where they can find you at. Where you at, Shep?
They can find me at the Good Shepherd underscore. It's not quite as snazzy and catchy as the JR Sport Brief, but the Good Shepherd underscore.
Yeah, the Good Shepherd underscore. Thank you for listening everywhere, all over the world, coast to coast, North America. Yes, that means Canada too, and Mexico. How about everywhere? Shout outs to everybody everywhere. And I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. Whatever the hell you went to here listening to me on a Friday night. Be safe on the roads. If you're on the roads getting money, get money. You're going somewhere fun, have fun, and just be safe about it. Okay? Here's the deal. If you listen to us in the first hour of the show, we were just excited. Excited that we got a Sunday with two football games, NFL games. We won't have this again until later this year when the 2023 season gets underway. And so I said, yeah, Super Bowl Sunday gets all of the hype. People will want to see Rihanna. People want to see the commercials. People want to drink. They want to eat. They want to be merry. They want to sit around for 6 and 7 hours. But this coming Sunday with two games, it may be better straight from a football perspective. Championship Sunday. We got the Bengals and the Chiefs. We got the 49ers and we have the Eagles. And these games should be close. They should be competitive. Even the lines in Vegas are pretty damn close. And so I'm looking forward to it. And so thank you to everybody who called up in the first hour as we were just excited. And then we also talked about that dumbass named James Dolan who owns the Knicks, who basically he threatened to not sell alcohol at a Rangers game just to get back at the liquor authority, New York City liquor whatever, because he's being a jerk. He's using facial recognition technology to ban people from the arena. And they're like, hey, dude, you can't necessarily do that. That sounds pretty evil. And he said, watch me. I'm threatening you back. I won't sell liquor here, and the fans can get mad at you. I think it's a dumb strategy, but, hey, that's the owner of the New York Knicks. Now back to some good teams. Because right before we went to break, we had a caller. And he said to me, hey, JR, I said, what? I said, that's my name. What? He says, I got to bust your chops. And by the way, if you missed this, you can hear it on the free Odyssey app. You can hit rewind. He said, JR, last year, you and a lot of other people didn't believe in the Bengals. And here we are again in the AFC championship game. And I said, you ain't busting my chops. I can only call it how I see it. And up until last year, the Bengals were the Bungles. What am I supposed to say? They've moved into being one of the best teams in the NFL. They have one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL in Joe Burrow. 4,400 yards passing, almost 4,500 yards passing, 35 touchdowns. And God bless him, his ribs, his hips, his knees, his ankles, his joints, his head. He was only sacked 41 times this year. Jamar Chase was only out there for 12 games. He still had 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns for the season. Joe Burrow was already one of the best in the league, and the fact that he played with Jamar at LSU is amazing. You got Higgins, you got Mixon. The Bengals are a well-balanced team. They can score with the best of them. They have a very good defense, specifically when it comes to stopping the run. They got a bunch of big dudes up front. How about Sam Hubbard? Remember when he beat the Ravens? Yeah, he beat the Ravens running that ball back. Man, they're going to stop you up front. The Bengals are good. They went 12-4. I told you they beat the Ravens. Looked a little closer than it should have been, especially we know Lamar. And then they beat the Buffalo Bills. The Bengals went 12-4. Yeah, they beat the Bills. Maybe we didn't need to see them beat them the first time. And so the Bengals, they are not a joke. I mean, Joe Burrow might tell some jokes here or there, like when they beat the Bills to go to the AFC Championship game. And Joe Burrow was asked about everybody who bought tickets to see the Bills and the Chiefs in the AFC title game in Atlanta. Joe Burrow told the joke, I think it was, on CBS. He said, I hope y'all get your money back.
We talked about it yesterday, just that chip on your shoulder. Everyone talking about a neutral AFC championship game, not even thinking about you guys. How much did that motivate you coming into this?
You better send those refunds.
Oh, send those refunds. And she giggled. Ha, 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 ha. I guess it is a joke. But the Bengals aren't a joke anymore. Nobody would be surprised if they went right back to the Super Bowl, not by any stretch. It's first time here we got back-to-back AFC title games for the Bengals. Good for them. 10 straight victories. The last time this damn team lost was Halloween. We've gone from Halloween to Thanksgiving to Christmas to New Year's, and damn it, here we are. We've been past Martin Luther King Day. I feel like we're looking Valentine's Day in the face. And the Bengals are just lighting it up. They got to take on these Chiefs now, right? Ain't no pushovers themselves. Five consecutive AFC championship games. Patrick Mahomes throwing the ball around to everybody. Number one in yards, 5,200. Number one in touchdowns, 41. I feel like I can play wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. I could go out there and get me 20 receptions for 200 yards and maybe a touchdown or two. I could do that. Number one scoring offense, almost 30 points a game. Defense, once again, is pretty mediocre. But Patrick Mahomes, man, he's running around lighting people up. Even on one leg, lighting people up. High ankle sprain, lighting people up. Matter of fact, Patrick Mahomes talked about his damn ankle, and he's like, listen, my ankle feels better right now than I ever thought it would.
Obviously, it's things you got to work through here and there. But overall, probably better than I expected, being able to go out there and throw the football around and get the reps in that I needed to get in.
Yeah, he's walking. Now, publicly, he hasn't been wearing a boot at the press conferences. And Andy Reid says he's moving around good. But, man, that front line, Trey Hendrickson, he's been destroying everybody since he came over from the Saints. You got Hubbard, you got Logan Wilson tackling everything that moves past the line of scrimmage. Now, that Bengals front is no joke. And Andy Reid, he knows they're no damn joke. This is what he had to say about the Bengals D.
They have a pretty healthy amount of defensive things that they've done throughout the year. And I'm sure they'll have a wrinkle here or there for us coming into this one.
Yeah, a wrinkle. Means they're going to try to stomp on that guy's ankle. On purpose, but not on purpose, if you understand what I'm saying. Why not? It's football, right? Patrick Mahomes very well might be like a wounded animal. Running around on one leg, the high ankle sprain. Yeah, they won't test it. They're going to send some bodies after that man. He said he's feeling better. Well, damn it, on Sunday we are going to find out. This is like ripe for the picking for the Cincinnati Bengals. You think about their last three meetings between Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. Joe Burrow has gotten the best of Patrick Mahomes, and it's not like a UFC fight. We get it. He's 3-0 versus Mahomes. Mahomes is 0-3. And it's not like he's been playing like hot trash or garbage, but the numbers by Burrow are slightly better. 8 touchdowns to 6. 72% completion percentage to 67. But the biggest number is the wins and the losses. And if we have to go back to last year's AFC Championship game, we know Cincinnati won 27-24 to go to the Super Bowl. The Kansas City Chiefs blew an 18-point lead. They took their damn foot off the gas in the second half, and they went home. That was the fourth straight appearance for them in the AFC Championship game. You think they want this to happen again? The Bengals went to the Super Bowl. They lost. They weren't a one-shot deal, now were they? They have another chance to go back to the Super Bowl. Matter of fact, Joe Burrow, it doesn't matter what his record is against Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow is taking this man seriously. He says, yeah, we're here, but the Chiefs, they still run this thing.
We know what team we're playing, team that's been to this game the last 5 seasons, and they've all been in that stadium. So, to me, they're still the team to beat.
Yeah. The Bengals are here, 2 straight. AFC title games, good for them. I think they'll be here, be in competition for a long time with Joe Burrow as their QB. I don't care what Mr. Brown wants to do, they're going to have to pay him. They're not going anywhere. And so the Bengals, the expectations they've been raised. They've been elevated. They were 10-7 last year, they're 12-4 here. Joe Burrow is a perennial MVP candidate. I think we can go ahead and write that down. And eventually, he's going to win an MVP. I don't think it'll be this year. And I would say at some point in his career, if he can go out there and play 10 years, give or take, he's probably going to win a Super Bowl. Might be this year. And so the expectations for the Bengals have been elevated. Do they feel that? Do the Bengals feel the pressure? Are they going to be up against the wall? That's what Zach Taylor had to say about pressure.
Go out there against a good team and put our best foot forward and let everybody else make of it what they want to make it. Yeah, we understand that there's an AFC championship on the line, but our guys generally don't feel the pressure because of that.
No, they don't feel. Yeah, just show up to work. And somebody take away Eli Apple's phone. Hey, Shep, why did he give this? Who gave this guy Twitter? He's like the worst.
Wasn't Eli.
What, Musk?
Yeah.
Or Eli Apple used the damn, he's just antagonizing people before Musk even bought it. It's terrible. Eli Apple, man, if he wasn't in the NFL, he'd just be some nerd somewhere just on Twitter all day. Thank God he has to put his phone away for work. Interesting fellow he is. He's actually one of the weak links on the Bengals defense. Don't be surprised if Patrick Mahomes is trying to light his ass up. And that's what Patrick Mahomes does. Gives the ball to everybody. Gives the ball to Kelce, who unfortunately we learned is dealing with a back issue. Gives the ball to Juju Smith-Schuster. Hands the ball to Pacheco, who was basically picked right before Brock Purdy in the NFL draft. And he got 830 yards out of Rutgers. McKinnon is a great weapon in the air, snapping or flipping him the ball. Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers misses him. The Chiefs got weapons. They're dangerous out there. Travis Kelce, yeah, dealing with a back issue, unfortunately. This is what he had to say about the Chiefs' mindset heading into the game.
Everybody's locked in right now. I think if you looked at that team out there, you saw everybody communicating very well. Coach team on all three phases. And when we play like that, we give ourselves a really good chance of winning.
Yeah, you got to communicate. StarTech, Motorola. Hi, Noriega. High ankle sprain. Patrick Mahomes. Joe Burrow only sacked 41 times this year. The Bills, they didn't have Von Miller. They ain't do a good enough job getting to him. The Chiefs do have some guy. He likes to call himself, or he used to, Stone Cold Jones, Chris Jones. That's what he used to do. And Stone Cold tried to sue him. Their offensive line is banged up, the Bengals. Alex Kappa. I know Tom Brady wished he still saw him. Jonah Williams. Ted Karras. Yeah, the Bengals, they were able to operate last week against those Bills, but the Bills have been looking like a – they ain't been looking so hot since Mr. Allen's arm went into the toilet. Are the Kansas City Chiefs going to look hot with Patrick Mahomes and a high ankle sprain? Is Joe Burrow going to be eating the dirt? Is Patrick Mahomes going to be eating the dirt? Will he be limping by the second play of the game? We have no idea. Which makes this very difficult to even think about who wins. This is going to be a great game. It should be a great game. And earlier on in the week, I was rolling with the Bengals. Earlier on in the week, I'm saying to myself, oh, man, it's going to take one play for Patrick Mahomes to hit the skids, and it's going to be over. If we see Chad Henne, I'm going to cry my damn eyes out. I do not want to see that man. I'm going to give the edge to the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's an edge. This is no hardcore prediction. I don't live in the world of, oh, my God, I'm going to pick the Chiefs. This is going to be a fun game to watch. The Bengals might win it. I wouldn't be surprised if this game came down to a field goal. But what do I know? If Patrick Mahomes is okay, if Patrick Mahomes is healthy enough to last throughout the game and be productive, I'm going to pick the Chiefs at home. That and the Bengals' offensive line. They were able to stay alive against the Buffalo Bills, who had trouble developing a pass rush. That's why they brought in Von Miller. Unfortunately, Von Miller, we won't see him until next year. This is going to be a damn good matchup. I'm picking the Chiefs. Because I think, Shep, you said this a few days ago. Patrick Mahomes 0-4 against the Bengals. That'll be tough. I'm picking the Chiefs because I think the injuries to the offensive line might actually catch up with them. It's not like the Chiefs have a dominant defense. Their defense for the past several years has always been pretty average. I'm picking the Chiefs because they're going to be at home. But the Bengals can go in there and win. This is the chip on your shoulder team. This is the team that nobody thought or believed would be here in back-to-back years. The Bengals can win this, but I'm taking the Chiefs in a close one for the reasons that I just gave you. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Bengals are going to take on the Chiefs. Are we going to see the Bengals back in the Super Bowl? Or do the Chiefs go back after a year off? 855-212-4CBS. Get a hold of me at JR Sport Brief. I'm going to talk to you on the other side. Who goes to the Super Bowl who represents the AFC.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First of all, I just want to say I've been listening to your show for the last few months, and I really enjoyed listening to you speak. So thanks for taking my call.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
No, more importantly, thank you for listening. Right before we went to break, we talked about the Bengals and the Chiefs. Expect this to be a close matchup, just like the other matchup between the 49ers and the Eagles. And after an entire week, just about, or at least this weekday, or every weekday this week, I finally told you I thought would win, and it shifted. Earlier in the week, I leaned heavily towards the Bengals because of the status of Patrick Mahomes and his ankle sprain. Unfortunately, right now, we learned that Travis Kelce's been dealing with a back issue. And Patrick Mahomes he said he feels better than he thought he would. Walking into the press conferences, maybe he's faking for the 10 minutes he's there. He appears good. I'm pretty sure they're going to give him some type of pain reliever. So all things considered, he looks okay. Is he 100%? I highly doubt it. He's the only person who knows how exactly he feels. The Chiefs will be at home. Mahomes is 0-3 in his career already against Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow and the Bengals could go in there and win now. Due to his offensive line, due to, I think, the added motivation, due to the Chiefs having a home game, knowing that Mahomes is feeling better, I have changed my mind from earlier this week, and it was always predicated on the health of Mahomes. I'm going to go ahead and give the Chiefs the slight edge. This game could come down to a field goal, and I'm looking forward to it just like everybody else. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Are you going with the Bengals or are you going with the Chiefs? Theodora, calling up from Houston, Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Theodora?
I haven't talked to you in 2 years, but do you remember the name, Theodora?
I remember. Yeah, of course I remember Theodora. Where you been for 2 years?
Well, you know, I'm the one we're talking about Joe Burrow before Chase came to play with him. Do you remember that? You remember that?
Right after.
Yeah, I told you. I said when Chase come there, man, they're gonna take about 2 or 3 years to go to Super Bowl. And with the Super Bowl the same year Chase got there.
Oh, well, you remember Theodora, that? You gotta give me some. You got some lottery numbers for me, Theodora?
Not right now. Okay. I'm going through a little thing at my house, and I'm trying to lay up off that till I get myself situated. But okay. What I'm saying is, I want to change in wisdom. Kansas City not going to win that game, brother.
Uh-oh. You know,
I've seen on a video, I've seen a lion with three legs.
Uh-oh.
When the lion had three legs, he in the jungle.
Yeah.
And the other animal looking at them three legs, he's weak.
Right.
That's why I told you Kansas City's not going to win. Because I'm going to tell you something. That boy that y'all, that good quarterback y'all brag about, that boy hurt.
Mahomes.
Me.
Mahomes.
Yeah, my boy Mahomes hurt. He hurt.
Yeah, he hurt. He is.
And the jungle, animals looking at that.
Uh-oh.
You know, they ain't playing for no money. They playing for the rings.
Yeah, playing for the rings. You're right.
Yeah, all right, that's all I got to say to you. Okay. You have a good day now, Jack.
Okay, you have a good night, Theodora. Good talking to you.
All right. Okay.
Bye-bye. What am I going to say? Theodora said so. Shep, I can't say nothing now. Theodora said it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I can't say nothing. She said this. Patrick Mahomes is like a wounded animal in the jungle. The other animal's going to rip him up.
Yeah, so my question for Theodora, and obviously it's a little past her bedtime.
Watch your mouth. No, watch what you say about Miss Theodora.
My only question for her would be, at this point of the season, this is not anything new, everybody is wounded.
I mean, his offensive line is wounded, right. Joe Burrow.
Yeah, JR, Mrs. Theodoro, this is no disrespect. Thank you for calling in to JR. He loves you. Call back anytime. Don't wait 2 years next time.
Yeah.
But it's just the Chiefs' time. It's just their time.
Well, that's not too much, not too strong of an argument.
All right. No, because, JR, you cannot tell me that the 18-point deficit that the Bengals had and were able to somehow overcome is not lingering around Kelce and Mahomes and Reed and company, and they're on a mission right now, man. I'm telling you, JR,
it's their payback time.
Yeah.
Payback time.
You got that right. And revenge is a dish best served cold, and Mahomes is one cold you-know-what.
Shut your mouth?
Yes, sir. Great movie. Okay.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. I don't know how anybody could go against a Theodora. Let's go to Virginia. It's somebody else by the name of JR. Hey, I'm not going to say your name. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, you can say JR, the Mendingo Warrior.
Oh my God.
The lady just told you right, man.
No, whoa. Her name, she's not a lady. She's not a lady. Be respectful.
Whoa.
She's definitely not a guy. Her name is Theodora. I get it. You're the Mandingo Warrior, whatever you are. If you're going to address Miss Theodora, you're going to call her by her name. It's Miss Theodora. Let's try that again. She's not some lady. And she's not just some guy. Her name is Miss Theodora. Let's try that again, JR from Virginia.
Theodora.
Yes, go ahead.
All right. She mentioned something about in the jungle. And being a Mendingo warrior, I'm familiar with the jungle. And when you see a wounded animal, you see three birds fly up in the sky. And when you see them fly up in the sky, that means somebody getting ready to go. And your boy, they're going to tow them off the field. But by the way, I have a medical background, a high ankle sprain, 6 to 8 weeks. Elevated, no pressure. Before the end of the first quarter, they tote your boy back on under the tunnel.
Okay.
JR.
Yes.
From Arlington, Virginia.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I've heard that about high ankle sprains. We heard from, we're in the jungle, folks. You heard it. Lions and tigers and bears and three-legged tigers and Mandingo warriors. And hey, Marco Belletti, I mean, are you in the jungle with us? Are you here with us?
I don't know. I'm starting to get confused now. You lost me a little bit with some of this stuff.
Yeah, I thought we would talk about the Bengals and the Chiefs. Well, Bengals, Chiefs, tigers, bears, Mandingo warriors. I don't.
I feel like I'm out of my depth here, JR. I'm a little scared now.
We should be. I don't even know. Pick the next lineup. Wow, Mandingo Warrior. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about Bengals and Chiefs and Tigers. Is a Bengal a former Tiger, right? Or am I mixing things up?
Yeah, Bengal Tiger. Yeah.
Yeah. See, yeah, okay, there we go, Tigers. Anyway, it's time for a news flash before I get to more of your animalistic calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm a new listener, but a long-time radio personality over the years, and you're just enlightening.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about Championship Sunday. We're going to talk about the Eagles and the 49ers, we're going to get there. We've got a lot of calls this hour about the Bengals and the Chiefs. And speaking of the AFC. And I know earlier today somebody asked about the Bills. I'm like, man, we ain't talking about the Bills. What happened? Where's the breaking news with the Buffalo Bills? There are none. We got to wait until the draft comes and who they sign in free agency. And there's nothing going on with the Bills right now. But I do have to tell you about another loser team. Unfortunately, they're really a loser team. But they might have found a head coach. It's been reported that the Houston Texans have found a top candidate for their job. He also happens to be someone who was a Pro Bowler, a Pro Bowl linebacker for the Texans, D'Amico Ryans. He's actually, right now, he's going to be participating with the 49ers because he's their defensive coordinator. And so this would actually be pretty cool. This would be pretty awesome if he got the job and if he got the opportunity. I'd be looking for it. He'd be the first Texans head coach that they would actually expect something from. David Culley was nothing but a placeholder. Lovie Smith was a placeholding disaster. The Texans have the number 2 overall pick, and it looks like they might bring back someone who played for them. We saw this yesterday. Frank Reich had a cup of coffee for the Carolina Panthers when that organization started before handing the reins over to Kerry Collins. And I remember watching D'Amico Ryans hit everybody for the Texans. And now he can come back and coach them and probably have a decent runway to be a winner. I think that'd be pretty cool. Good luck to D'Amico Ryans. I hope he actually gets the job. He has some business in front of him, though, as he's worrying about the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll get there. We got a bunch of callers on the line, different and varying opinions on the Bengals, on the Chiefs. Let's get back to them. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hunter's calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Hunter?
Hey, JR, long-time listener, first-time caller. Quick question. Who was that nice young lady on the phone about the jungle earlier? Theodora. Theodora. I'm putting money on the Bengals come Sunday because apparently what Theodora says goes. I would have her coach my football team in a heartbeat. She has me ready to run through a brick wall. I would like to see the Chiefs win just so they play the Eagles if the Eagles happen to win. I think that'd be a cool Andy Reid reunion with the Eagles in the Super Bowl. I think that'd be really fun, but just wanted to call to say, love what you do. Appreciate you. I'll take your comments off the air, but you're killing it. Thanks so much. You and Shep, doing great. You guys keep me busy while I drive around.
Well, thank
you, guys. Appreciate you guys.
I appreciate you for calling from beautiful San Diego, man. Ooh. You know what? I didn't even think of I thought about a lot of different storylines. I thought about a lot of, well, I guess not enough. I didn't think about that one yet. That would be one hell of a story. That would dominate the Super Bowl. If the Eagles were to advance and Andy Reid would go on to take on the Eagles, we would hear about it for 2 damn weeks. I wouldn't talk about it for 2 damn weeks, but we would hear about it. You wouldn't avoid it. It'd be everywhere. That's the type of story. I know Andy Reid got a long contract. He ain't going anywhere. But that's, and why would you? You got Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback. I wouldn't leave either. But that would be the type of story that you just retire on. I beat the team that fired me, and I've had all this success. I'm one of the most successful coaches that the NFL has ever seen. And now I get a chance to beat my old squad? You could beat them and quit. And then he could have all the cheeseburgers and Happy Meals. And Shep, what else does Andy Reid eat? What does he eat?
That's about it.
Cheeseburgers, a Happy Burger. I guess a cheeseburger is in a Happy Meal.
Right. I mean, he couldn't get over the hump with the Eagles. Like, they just needed a new voice.
Yeah, it was time. But right. What does that mean? Don't you want to whoop the ass of somebody who didn't want you no more?
I think Andy Reid would take where he is in a heartbeat. To have a once-in-a-lifetime quarterback in Patrick Mahomes, he realizes he hit the jackpot twice. He did it with McNabb, who was really good in Philadelphia,
And they did it with Mahomes, who was, might have been even better than McNabb. And we know he's better, yeah.
Yeah, we know he is. Right. But still, you want to kind of rub it into the old employee. Who wouldn't? I don't have an old employer. I work for me.
I think he's above that, though. I'm not going to lie to you. I think Andy Reid, there's not a negative word ever that is said about Andy Reid, particularly those individuals that play or played for him.
I'm not saying he's going to run around, you know, pull up to the Super Bowl in a tank and say, I'm going to run you over.
And how you like me now, right?
Yeah, I'm not thinking he's going to say that, but it is absolutely human. There would be first of all, we don't know if it will happen. We don't know if we'll get the matchup. We don't know if Kansas City would win. But we do know this. It's a natural human emotion to go, oh, man, it would feel a little bit different to beat them. That's just what it is. I think it would not be human if Andy Reid did not have that thought. And so we'll see what happens. We got two games. Everybody has to hold up their end of the bargain. And so it's reasonable. I'd sign up for it. I wouldn't want to hear it, though, all day. Mike is calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going? I wanted to talk about Cincy. It's a little premature, but they're taking the whole thing. The way they ran through the Bills, they're destined to win the whole Super Bowl.
Well,
I'm not a fan, but I definitely think they got this.
They ran through the Bills, yes, but then a week before they kind of barely beat the Ravens. So I mean, balance much? No.
Nah, win's a win, though. You know.
So whoa! Oh yes, a win is a win, but you kind of canceling out what you just said. You said they beat. What did you say? They beat up on the Bills or ran through them?
They beat up on the Bills.
Oh, so they beat up on them. So, but then that was your logic. So they beat up on the Bills, and yeah, they barely got by the Ravens.
Right.
But now at the end, you go, well, a win is a win. Don't matter if it's close or a blowout.
So which one is it?
Oh, okay. Standoff. Thank you, Mike, for calling from California.
Mike, you still there?
Yeah, I don't know. He's only he said touche, right?
I believe he did. He didn't realize that you had watched the Ravens and of course the Bengals.
Yeah, I mean it's
and that should have gone the Ravens the way. Yeah.
No, but it's reasonable if you want to take that approach. Well, yeah, they just beat the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, they beat them up. Yeah, they did. But the week before, they beat a team that didn't even have their starting quarterback. Like, so balance. A W's a W. So why did you bring up how they won if a W's a W? If he just said they beat the Bills, I'd be like, okay. Yeah, they beat the Ravens too. But you talked about how they beat them, and then you retracted it. 855-212-4CBS. Jacob is here from Florida. Hey, Jacob, you're live on the radio.
Hey, can you hear me good, bud?
Now I can hear you. What's up?
Yeah, let me tell you, the Bengals are going to win that game, and the Eagles and the Bengals are going to end up playing against one another, and I think the Eagles are going to end up winning the whole thing. Miss Dominica was right.
No, Miss, not Dominica. Theodora.
Theodora, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I'm an old goat farmer from Alabama originally, so I don't know no better.
It's okay.
Yeah, so ain't each other.
Wait, you're a goat farmer?
Yes, sir, I'm a goat farmer.
Okay. Goat farmer.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but goat farmers have the most powerful curse in all of sports. You can ask the Chicago Cubs about that one.
Oh, my God, the Billy Goat?
Yeah, the Billy Goat. That's a real thing, man. That Billy Goat was a season ticket holder. He didn't deserve none of that smoke, and they ended up giving to him. You see how the Chicago Cubs found out.
So you used to – so you did you, like, birth goats? You bred them?
Yeah, I breed goats. I got over 100 of them, JR.
And what do you do with these goats?
Well, so I raise them for meat. Yeah, kind of like cattle farming, but different.
I've had my share of curry goat. Who buys the goat meat?
A lot of different populations, mostly ethnic populations in America, but it's one of the most ate meats in the world.
Yeah, me. Yeah. I get it. That's why you're in Florida. Are you selling like you selling curry goat? Is that what you're doing? You selling goat to be curry?
Yeah, goats to be curry. Yes, sir.
Let me tell you, Jacob. I have had many conversations here since I started the show in March of 2020 in the pandemic. I have talked about many of things. This has to be, and it's a good conversation. This has to be one of the most unique conversations that I have ever had from any caller, and that is saying a whole hell of a lot.
Well, I mean, I hear you there. I've called before, actually. I just never talked about my goats on the radio.
And it's not every day that people call up and talk about their goats. I don't have 100. You said 100 goats?
Yeah, just over 100. I should have 100 more born in March.
Wait. How many goats do – whoa, you know what? This is – you're going to have PETA on your ass, man. They're going to call
you.
Oh, man,
well, you know, PETA, you know, PETA shows up at the farm. They got their own problems.
Uh-oh. Have they ever contacted you?
Oh, Lord, no. They know better than that. This is – look, I'm between Florida and the Alabama state line. They ought to leave me alone.
I hear that. Well, Jacob, I eat curry goat. I like goats. So, good luck to you and your 100 goats, okay?
All right. Thank you, JR. Take care and go Bengals.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't kill Tigers. What do I say after that? I don't know what to say.
I guess apparently goat is a specified commodity that people buy in terms of meat.
Yeah, I eat goat. You never eaten goat?
I've never had goat in my entire life.
Oh, it's delicious.
Is it?
Yeah, get you some curry goat, man. Yeah, goat is good.
See, you strike me as a guy that loves all animals. I'm surprised you went that route.
I love animals. I didn't.
But you're eating them.
You eat animals, right?
No.
You don't eat animals at all?
No, I don't eat animal products. Hell no.
You don't eat turkey?
No.
Chicken?
People call me a turkey, but I don't eat that stuff. No, we get the same
stuff.
Resources and nutrients and phytochemicals that from things that grow in the ground and natural resources that we do with any, you know, processed meats.
You're not saying nothing about processed meats.
What?
You're vegan?
That's fair. I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, vegetarian. See, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know you're vegetarian.
Yeah.
How do you know my meat is processed?
Well, I don't mean your meat. I just mean most people when they have meat, they're not having the good stuff. They're having the cheap stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. My apologies. Yes, I eat goat. I eat goat and I eat birds. Every now and then I'll have some beef. What's for dinner? Beef. I just hear this man talk about goats. We're going to talk about eagles when we come back. And some gold diggers, eagles and gold diggers here on CBS Sports Radio.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.